Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. This is Damon, and I want to welcome back someone who is generally considered a regular on the show, but it's been a while because she's just taken a little bit of a hiatus, but always welcome to have her on. Welcome back, Trish.
Hello, hello. And no, I'm not taking a hiatus. I have a job. Boo. That's the only reason why.
Okay, well, it is spring break for her. So she's able to take some time out of her busy schedule to come back on the podcast, and we're always welcome to have her. But it has been a while since you've been on, so I wanted to ask you a question. What's God been highlighting to you recently? I wish this was a video podcast so people could get your facial expressions.
I'm very expressive. I have my hands in my pockets because it's like, I'm very Italian also.
She just doesn't want to knock over all the things that are on the table right now.
There's a lot. You know, you asked, like, I know you're going to ask me this, and literally we just kept talking and I don't have an answer, but what came to mind right away was when, it's a duh thing, but I'm just going to say it, when you physically or your flesh, whatever you want to call it, you don't want to go to church, you don't want to go to some Christian XYZ event, there's a reason why. And that means you should go. Does that make sense?
No, that makes that makes total sense.
Like, that's what's highlighted.
We do have an adversary that doesn't want us to live out what God's call is for us. And so there may be some external pressure to make it so that you don't want to do something or go.
Yeah.
But I think that's where, you know, I'm not drawing a blank, but I just don't know. I don't want to necessarily say I'm giving props to myself or anything. That's why.
Do it.
But, you know, that's why. So in this past Sunday's message, we were talking about being a powerful person and that we know we can control ourselves, right? So if we know that it's something good, right? Christian event, going to church, things like that are good. And we get this extra sense of like, I don't really want to. Sometimes that's where we need to make that powerful choice and say, I choose to go. I might not want to do it, but I'm going to choose to do it.
Yeah. I get more like, I'm not a powerful person.
Yes, you are. No, that's a lie. You're not a powerful person is a lie.
You're going to eat your words right now. So I'm just going to say it. Okay, wait. I won't say the part. I told Pastor Barry this yesterday. I said, Damon's a liar.
Okay, I am.
But let me tell you, I'll say what I was going to say first. I find it more like, I think when you grow up, even as a child, like especially in the 80s, like I feel like most of us were fighters because we were on our own. And
they called it latchkey kids.
I'm so jealous of like parents. Like now parents escape is like, you know, putting your kid on electronics, right? So you don't have to parent. And rightfully so, like we need a break. Mm-hmm. Our parents literally just lived their lives and we were out running the streets. Like what? I'm so jealous. And so, you know, you fight with your friends, you fight with strangers, like you had to work it out. So I'm just a fighter. I'm just trying to put that out there. I don't know. I was very angry. Child, teenager, adult. So I feel like when I get that feeling of I don't want to go to this. Or like, side note, we went to this Sandlot revival last night. And literally I was so excited to go. And I started getting a headache. Like, I take that as also something trying to get me not to go. And it was such a bad headache. I try not to take medicine, but it was upsetting my stomach. I took medicine because I was like, no. So this is where my fighting spirit comes in.
See, you are a powerful person.
I am like, you will not stop me from going. Like, I am like, I'll show you. You know what I mean? Like, I want to fight with the enemy. And then I'm like, huh. And then we went and we did. I took medicine. I drank a bunch of water. I still had a little headache.
You are a powerful person.
No, I'll tell you why you're a liar in a minute.
You're not the one that says, oh, the devil made me do it. You're like, No, the devil's trying to fight me. I'm going to fight him back. See? Powerful person. Okay. Powerful person.
You're going to eat your words right now. But so, and then we went, because then I have a different story that we'll talk about later about me really not wanting to go to something. But this was like, heck no. We went there and literally like the first 15 minutes, I'm just like crying. And literally, it's just the Holy Spirit. Mm. It was just the Holy Spirit. And it was amazing. So I'm going to have you eat your words right now. We were sitting at church yesterday and Damon's talking about, you can't, you're a powerful person. You make your own choices. Like, and then I looked at Mark and I was like, that's such a lie. I was like, I looked at Mark and I was like, you literally make me hit you. So.
Oh, so I wasn't just addressing the kids when I said, he made me hit him.
No.
It's like, okay, so I was actually addressing Mark and Trish. He made me hit him.
Yes. Yes. Because we're okay. Okay. I don't like, I'm not like a husband beater. Like, I don't just punch Mark out of nowhere. He knows if he says XYZ, he does XYZ. He knows a punch is coming at him. I'm sorry. So therefore, that is your fault.
I mean, you could choose to respond in a different way.
No, I cannot, because he knows what's coming, and so therefore he asked for it. How much trouble am I gonna get you into? See, this is funny. We talked for like an hour before we recorded and none of this came out in that conversation. As Mark, I wish Mark was right here.
Maybe Mark likes it.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so see, he's not.
Maybe he likes it, because if he knows what's coming, if he's in like my arm length range, and he knows how to push my buttons, I call him like, there's a term now, and he hates it. He's like, stop using those terms. Like, you know how like there's terms now? I was like, stop rage baiting me. You are rage baiting me. Because you know what my rage level is, just once it gets to a certain level, I'm swinging and we're going to go. And he's like, I swear he likes it, because obviously he's not like full on fighting me, but it's like turns into like this, like wrestling. I'm throwing punches. He's not. He's laughing.
See, exactly. He's but laughing. So I know.
So
it.
Thank you. See, so he makes me hit him. Thank you.
But it's not.
You're agreeing with me. You just ate your words. So Damon lied.
It's called playful banter between husband and wife.
With the few punches until he cries. He's like, you go too far. And I'm like, you rage baited me.
He might be rage baiting you so that there can be some makeup later or something.
No. So we're in a marriage group, right? Henry and Agnes's marriage group. And literally, like, we've discovered, like, that me and Agnes are similar, but I'm not. Agnes is like, I'm rubbing off on Agnes, which is not a good thing. But we've learned that it's a, like, Mark does this because I'm a fighter and I have, like, I need to fight and release. Mm-hmm. So literally, he's doing me a favor. I have quotation marks. So then I can get all this energy out so I could be at peace in the world. And I was like, Agnes, you just need to punch Henry. Don't do it. Don't do it, Agnes. I don't know. Mark likes it. I don't think Henry will like that. Anyway, so, wow. I just revealed a whole lot. Poor Mark.
But if he's laughing the whole time, he's laughing. Then see?
He's laughing until like, because I'm real fighting, but it's like fighting a man. So I don't have that strength, right? And he's just letting me fight him until it gets to like, then I'm like, ooh, I accidentally like really punched you in the eye or something, right? Like then it's like, ooh, okay, we'll stop.
But like you said, it's a way for him to show you love because he's allowing you to let your energy out in a loving way. And he's laughing about it, right?
He is.
So it's not really hurting him or anything.
No, until it does. But then we stop. And then I'm like, see, you started it. Hey, we've been married for almost, I don't even know, 24 years.
And you guys are still able to play and have fun.
Yeah. And he's alive. Oh my gosh. We're going to have to censor this episode. You're never going to release it. This is like when you're feeling feisty, you're all, I'm going to release it.
Yes, I love your, he's still alive.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to drink some water. Go ahead.
All right. Well,
I almost spit that out. Okay. What do you want to talk about next?
Okay. So God has been highlighting to you.
Oh, my gosh. That was about my highlight?
God's been highlighting to you that Damon is a liar. So.
Yes. Damon's a liar. Everyone. Sometimes people make you do things.
But on the other hand, we were talking about something that kind of lined up yesterday with something that I did talk about that lined up with something that you experienced later. So why don't we talk about that since it seems like God was highlighting that to you too. Okay, so she did go to this event called Sandlot Revival, right, with Savannah Bananas, and it's one of the players is sharing his faith with the community.
Yeah.
And so why don't you share about what happened at that?
Okay, so Savannah Bananas. We're just going to pretend everyone knows who they are. So
okay, Savannah Bananas. Okay,
no,
let's not pretend.
Okay,
so Savannah Bananas is a baseball team, and they play a different form of baseball. They call it banana ball, right?
Like, banana ball.
It's called banana ball, and so it's baseball, but they try to make it fun. So if you go on YouTube or Instagram or social media, and you type in Savannah Bananas, you'll see this baseball game, but they're dancing and they're doing backflips as they catch the ball. They try to make it a fun experience. And so fortunately Trish took some of the boys, like Dylan, to the game on Friday, and Dylan came home and said, that's better than regular baseball. He had so much fun. But as a part of this whole thing, because it started on Friday, they had a game on Friday, I think they had a game on Saturday. And then on Sunday they have this thing called Sandlot Revival, and it's where one of the players is sharing his faith. And that's the event that they went to.
Yeah. So they travel the whole world. Well, it's the country, but now they're actually going on, a world tour now. So, there's quite a few players on the Bananas that are Christian. And so traveling, they don't have a church. So they started a men's Bible study, and he said, sometimes there's three, sometimes there's 10 men in this Bible study, and they just stick with it. And then it just was like this idea birthed. Like every town we go to, we should do a revival. Aside from their Bible study, they still do that. And then they do a revival in every city.
That's awesome.
So this one was at Biola because it was a full circle moment for Coach Rack, which is one of the most popular Instagram TikTok banana person. On the banana ball. So he's the one that started the whole thing. His name is Coach Rack. I don't know if I said that. But he actually he grew up in Riverside, I believe, and he went to UCR for a little bit and played D1 baseball, but then transferred to Biola and played D2 baseball. And he didn't graduate. He confessed last night that he's like short 9 units or something. He didn't graduate from Biola, but he spent his like many years there and then got drafted. But anyways, so he does
drafted by a professional baseball team, not drafted into the military.
Oh yeah, there you go. So anyways, it's a much longer story than that. But now he does Sandlot Revivals with the Bananas. And it was so amazing. And it was just, I love like the God moments. It's all God moments. But like just when things are just confirmed, because Damon spoke on your foundation, rock, sand, He said more than that, but and then in the revival, the worship was amazing, but there was just like highlighted songs, and I just kept looking over at Mark, and I was like, this song is like Damon's message. Mm-hmm. And then Coach Rack gave his testimony, and then great words of wisdom. So it wasn't just a testimony. He kind of like preached like at the same time. And so when he was preaching, he was like talking about your foundation, and then he was reading. Then he read Ephesians 2 and 4, I think that was. And then I just looked over at Mark and I was like, man, this is like what Damon spoke on today. And so it's just like the confirmations. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, God like winking at you where you're just like, I see you, God. Yes, I got it.
It's really cool when God lines things up like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because originally I wasn't going to talk about that until like I got to church that morning. And I was like, I think I should add this to the message. So
very good.
It's kind of cool because I originally wasn't going to put that in there. And I was like, I don't have enough for the kids because it was multi-gen, mm-hmm. right? So I was like, I feel like I need to add something for the kids that will keep mm-hmm. them engaged a little bit. So I'll add this video. And then I get home that night too. And my kids are like, was that video AI? It seems so AI. And I was like, I don't know. I just went on YouTube and
we're so old. I was like, I couldn't tell if it was AI. That's so funny. We're old.
Yeah. So my kids were calling me out. And I was like, I just went on YouTube and I searched for that story, and it was the shortest clip because I knew it was going to be a long service and I didn't want to have a 5 to 10 minute clip. It was like a minute and 45 seconds. Like, okay, that's a good time for it.
It was cute.
So that's how we ended up with that one.
Hey. And it just really spoke to us.
It's really cool when God lines things up. Mm-hmm. It seems like alignment is a big thing for God.
Alignment. Yeah.
And so really the reason that we had Trish come on is, one reason is because she's on spring break, but the other reason is at the ministry fair, she kind of went up to Tracy and said, where's Damon at? I need to come on the podcast this week. I got stuff I want to talk about. And it was specifically regarding her experience at the last healing service that we had. And so I was like, yeah, great. I haven't heard a lot of personal testimonies from it. And we kind of been saying, we've been hearing a lot of people had really good experiences, but haven't really heard too much. So it's like, this is a great opportunity for someone who did have an experience at the healing service to be able to share. So Trish, would you like to share your experience?
Yes. Okay.
And start out with how you didn't want to go.
Yeah. Oh no, I was going to start there. You should go to something. But you don't want to go. There's so many reasons why I didn't want to go. It wasn't just like, because it sounds dumb. Like, go. Like, there's nothing bad that could happen, right? So it's Sunday night. Mm-hmm. I have work the next day. It's late. I literally am in bed at 8:39 every night. So I think the healing conference was over like at 9 p.m. So I was like, I'm already tired. Nick had a 2-day tourney. It's all these things that go through our mind. Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss his championship game. I'm tired. I don't want to go. I don't want to get benefit from this. So there I go, wrestling in my mind. And so I know that in my brain, I know that. That's the enemy, mm-hmm. making excuses because it's not a real life. Like, I have work. You know what I mean? Like, I have work. I can't go, mm-hmm. you know, type of thing. Whatever reason that's legit that you can't go. So
I'm not in the country at this time. I can't go.
There you go. That's a legit reason why you can't go. So I knew it's the enemy. So I'm not going to lie. In my head, not physically and outwardly, I was throwing a tantrum. Like, literally in my thought process, I am like pounding my fist, stomping my feet like a 2-year-old throwing a tantrum. I really didn't do it outwardly, guys, I promise. And so I am just throwing a fit. I don't want to go. I emcee that day and I tell our whole church that I don't want to go to the healing conference. And it was like, I was like, dang, now I have to go. Like, literally the words are coming out of my mouth and I was like, shoot, now I have to go. And I'm telling everyone that if you don't want to go to the healing conference, then you have to go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, sweating. Like, no, there's no way I can't come now. So I just did that to myself. And so I went to the healing conference and
Actually other people, we don't have to name names.
I'm not going to name names.
But other people actually had mentioned to you that they were there because of you and what you said that morning too.
Yes. And so, you know, I share a lot and sometimes I'm harsh and sometimes I don't have a filter and that totally can rub people the wrong way and I totally get it. But I think the way I speak speaks to other people. Like sometimes that might rub you the wrong way, but this person needed to be slapped in the face to go, mm-hmm. right? So I got that person to go there. And it was an amazing, like, this person had an amazing encounter and things were revealed. It was, so I, because I'm so like, quote unquote, ghetto, that I don't want to speak in public sometimes. I don't know how to pronounce some words correctly. I don't know big words. I move my head a lot like a ghetto person. I am. That's just who I am. And
that's not a characteristic that I would associate with ghetto. I move my head a lot.
So
I think that's more like, when I would think of that, it's more like Valley Girl. Like,
you know what? I'm half white, half Mexican. Boom. That is the ghetto Valley Girl. I have a new term. So, but I have to like remember that speaks to people too. Mm-hmm. And so like, it's okay. It's okay if like some people maybe don't like that or not, but I do kind of sometimes. Okay, really fast. Was it Olivia yesterday? I literally almost cried. She was like, God made me immature. And I was like, yes. Oh my gosh.
Okay, she
I'm
didn't,
taking that.
She didn't say okay. that. She said that her husband her told husband. Her that.
I said, he's so brave.
That's what I thought too. I was like, oh.
I was like, wow, he's so brave to tell you that. Anyway, so that's me. And so I just went for it. So I went there and I could feel it. I didn't want to be there. I still was there and I didn't want to be there. And I didn't know this because I left Nick's tournament before the championship game to get my butt to the healing service. So I was a little like, I was like maybe 5 minutes late. And then you get a name tag with a number. So I didn't know the number represented. That's when you go up. Oh my gosh. I was number 31. So I didn't realize what that meant.
Means you got to wait.
I'm going to tell you, can I be honest? Can I be honest on the podcast? Because it turns out good. Turns out good, but I'll just be honest with my feelings. Yes or no?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I loved everything Pastor Dean said. Mm-hmm. Loved it because I didn't know a lot of that, but it was a long talk. Mm-hmm. And I knew that you can't pray for people in 5 seconds. So in my mind, I was calculating and I'm looking at the time and I'm like, this is not going to be over at 9 p.m. And I wake up at 4:30 in the morning. And so I was like, when he was done speaking and then they called 1 through 10, I was like, okay, maybe that's not, there's 10 groups of people praying and I'm 30. So that's not too bad. Mm-hmm. And then it became very late.
Okay, well,
I almost left.
Since you shared that you haven't heard a lot of what Pastor Dean talked about, one of the things that we found is that part of the reason that it goes long is to kind of wear down our flesh. so that then when it's time to get be prayed for, then it's our spirit that's able to receive the prayer, because sometimes our flesh is the one that's fighting back and things like that. So it's to wear down your flesh so that your spirit's able to receive.
Mind blown. I almost said, girl. I say that all the time, even to guys. Girl, that was crazy. Okay. No, so that's what I'm saying. Like, he spoke too long, but amazing things happened because of it. So, wow, that's mind-blowing. That needs to be said more often. Like, because...
Oh, he said it at the last healing service, but he didn't talk about it this time.
Oh, okay. I was like, man, I missed that. Okay, so because I had to wait so long, God just set up the whole night, right? So he was speaking and I was like, this is going on for a long time. I was getting Nancy. I was like, I'm good if I don't get prayer. Mm-hmm. I came. That was like the whole purpose.
You were obedient. You did what you felt like you were supposed to do.
So then I was like, maybe I should leave. Mm. I'm okay if I leave. And then I've only like had superficial conversations with Joanna. Mm-hmm. What's her last name?
Alberon.
Yes. And so she was in the back sitting by herself. And so then I went and sat on the floor next to her and we just started chit chatting and we were laughing because she was number 38. Mm. And we were both like, oh my gosh, this, like, it's so late for us. Mm-hmm. This is how old people feel. And so, well, I'm much older than her. But when you have little kids, you mm-hmm. also don't want to stay out late. But so we started chit chatting. And we had to wait so long that my flesh was complaining inside. And like jokingly, we were like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh. But seriously, we got into such a deep personal conversation. Mm-hmm. We both were crying. Mm-hmm. We both were, my mouth was like hitting the floor several times. I got to know her on such a mm-hmm. deep level because I had to wait. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying like, it's that double-edged sword where you're just like, ugh, I'm such a complainer anyways. I just need to complain. Let me get over it. And then I move on. Mm-hmm. It was so awesome to get to know her and hear her heart, feel her heart, shed tears with her. Because that's why I always say, like, we're a family. Catalyst is a family because we do so much personal stuff with each other. Mm-hmm. And we cry and we hold each other and we pray for each other and we laugh together. And I got to do that with her. And I was like, girl, take my number, you know?
Yeah.
And then she was like, no. And I was like, no, for reals, take it. And then she said no. And so I went when my number was finally called. Oh, my gosh. It was Catherine, mm-hmm. Joey, and Jane. And I was like, I'm in trouble. Oh, my gosh. God is gonna.
Why did you think you were in trouble?
Well, like, in a good way, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even know who the other praying people were, honestly, the other groups. Mm-hmm. I can't even see who they are right now. But when I sat down, I was like, oh, something's gonna happen. Like, oh no. And so I just went for it because I just know that they are like warriors. Mm-hmm. And I said, I have a lot of body hurts. Mm-hmm. And I could, I'll list them all. I was like, I have bad knees. I have a bad left hip. My elbows have been hurting for like 6 months for no reason. I didn't injure them. And I have a bad left shoulder. And I said, I have more stuff than that, but we'll just go from there. I kid you not. So they're just looking at me and I'm like, maybe I should have just said one thing. Like they were just staring at me. And I was like, oh no. So I'm sitting there. And I'm feeling awkward. I'm going to mm-hmm. just be honest. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so.
I mean, I think that's something that hinders a lot of people mm-hmm. from doing that is because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how I'm going to feel. Is it going to be awkward? So I think it's good that you're voicing these things and you still did it.
Yeah.
Right. Because I think that helps other people that might have some of those same thoughts to be able to be like, mm-hmm. oh, okay, well, she had those same thought feelings as I did and she still did it and it turned out good. Right.
Yeah. Because when I emceed that day, I did say one of the things that really stops me from like going and getting prayer like out in the open, because I've done deliverances mm-hmm. and PMTs and stuff, which were amazing, but you're like in a room for hours, you know, so this is like I have to look you in the eye and say I'm not healed, mm-hmm. like, you know, if that's the case.
Yeah.
So I think it was Jane. She looked over at Catherine, and then she goes, do you want to start? You know, and then Catherine, I love her so much. She looks over and she goes, no, I want to go last so I can address the big gaping hole in her chest. Oh, I wish it was video right now. I think I sat there like this, like stone face, like, and inside I was like, oh, oh my gosh, because that's true. That's like a whole other episode we could talk about on from the year 2021 to now and that journey of just like trying to run away from God. That's the best way I mean, could put
heard,
it.
We've heard bits and pieces, but
she said that and I was like, oh no, my gosh, what are we doing? I don't want to be here anymore. I was so nervous and I was like, oh my gosh, God is like going to call me out through her, you know? So Jane is like praying like and holding my legs and doing all this stuff. And Joey does. And it's amazing prayers. Mm-hmm. And so then it's Catherine's turn. And I am just like, oh no. So I talked at great lengths with Jody a week later about this. So when I was all in for God in 2017 to basically 2021, mm-hmm. during worship, I could close my eyes and like leave. I don't know how else to like, it's just like, I don't see anything. It's just black, but my body goes to like, I don't feel my body anymore. And I am in this peace. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to say trans, like, I know I'm with God. And I'm just like.
Your spirit is experiencing sitting at the right hand of the Father.
I just wish everyone, or maybe everyone has experienced this, and I just felt like I was weird. So I haven't felt that since 2020. And literally, I didn't try, you know what I mean? Because, like, mm-hmm. I know, like, I could close my eyes and I just could, like, let myself go there. I just sat there listening to Catherine, and she was, like, spot on. I can't even remember what she said right now, but she was spot on, and I went there. Mm. I was just, like, I felt like I looked like, what is that guy, remember that movie? Never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
Remember?
No, I'm not going
to
say it.
It's like talking to my kids right now. Like, remember that time, that one thing that we did? That it's like,
no.
What are you talking
about? Okay, did you ever watch Spaceballs?
Yes.
What's his name? The Hut. Pizza the Hut?
Okay, I don't remember. I haven't seen that movie in like
probably a blob. 20 years. It's like a blob. So in my like thought process, I'm like, like, just like no bones.
I really wish we had a video for this one.
That was so ugly. Yeah, that would no, I would not have done that if it was on video. I went there and then I forced myself out of it. I felt like, because I was there for, I don't even know how long I was there for. I could have been there for 2 minutes, 20 minutes, I don't even know. I forced my way out of it and I just was like, something's different. And all my body parts still hurt. I think that's important because I love that. I wasn't healed physically, but I was healed spiritually. Mm. And I kind of was like, looking around like, this is really weird. This is weird. I hugged them all and I left. And I just was like in shock. Or like, I don't know how to explain it. I just was like, oh my gosh, something's different. And I just was like, I'm here, God, I'm here. And just praying, like, help me, because I miss the fruit of the Spirit. I was so in love for all those years that I had all the fruit of the spirits. And we've talked several times about it. One of the biggest fruit of the spirits for me is self-control. And it's across the board on self-control.
Because you're a powerful person. you can control yourself.
I can't. Not without, with God, I can. With God. And that's like with anything. But the one thing that I did completely lose control over from 2021 to now, off and on, was like my eating. And Mark and I already had planned to fast the next day. Food. I didn't sign up, but me personally fasted twice already, but I didn't sign up on the church thing. But just putting that out there, Pastor Barry, that I fasted twice. But so, and fasting is really hard for me. I get, like, I don't think it's meant for me. Like, I'm not, like, I get shaky, dizzy. I literally can't think. And so I just was like, Lord, I feel it. I feel it's right to fast tomorrow. I'm going to just lean on you wholeheartedly, you know, and I'm not kidding. I was starving, but I felt different fasting that Monday after the healing service. And so, from then on, it's just been like, you know, there's times where like, ooh, what I like, I catch myself more when I say something also, 'cause that's like part of my self-control too, is like my coworker, like me and another coworker have been praying over another coworker because we're just like, they're Christian and they're all Christian. And so we just like noticed some things and we've been praying in secret for her because she's kind of doing things that we're like, you shouldn't be doing that. And I made a remark just between me and the other girl that had been praying for her, because we were like, why is she coming so late? And I was like, oh, I hope she didn't like go drinking last night, midweek, right? I'm not saying that anytime is good. But and then by the end of the day, it was so heavy on me that I went to my friend, not the one that I was talking about. She wasn't even there. But I went to her and I said, hey, I made a remark about, and I said, that's not sitting right with me. I shouldn't have said that. That was not good. I hope to God she never finds out that I said that comment. But she's like, I won't tell. Like, you didn't even say it. And I was like, but it's on my heart. So that means something needs to be said. And I said, I'm sorry for saying that about her. And I don't feel that that was right. And she was like, oh, okay, you know. But just little things like that. And my cravings are still there for all the things. And I have been steady, because health-wise, it's not even for like, oh, I want to lose weight, because I'm 45. Like, it's almost impossible for me to lose weight now. But it's health-wise because how bad I have hypothyroid. And so certain foods really like take me out. They affect my body and even my joints and stuff. So I've taken it all out and we're going like on 3 weeks and I do feel better, but the craving is still there. And I'm like, you know what? That's like, 'cause it's my fighter spirit. God is so good that sometimes he doesn't take away cravings or the wants, because you have to rely on him, right? Mm-hmm. And I have to go to him. And then he knows, just like Mark, I have a fighter spirit. And so when I can overcome that, I feel so victorious. Mm-hmm. Like, Lord, we did it. You know, like, I'm not kidding. I think I said pasta 50 million times last night. I was like, Mark, I need pasta. I want pasta. Like, I can literally just taste the pasta. I want two bowls of just pasta. Like, I just kept, I was like going crazy for pasta. And then I went to bed. And then I woke up and I was like, we did it. Like, I want to cry. Mm-hmm. It sounds so dumb, but that would have wrecked my body. And I'm just like, Lord, we did it. Like, we did it. Thank you, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like, because I fought through it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we fought through mm-hmm. it with the Lord always. And so that fighter spirit with the cravings helps me also. Because I'm like, knockout. Like,
it helps you to know that you're a powerful person.
Yes. Yes. So... he
see, I didn't lie.
No, you didn't lie. And I love to say things like that.
No, I know.
I don't have self-control right now.
And that's something that I enjoy about our relationship is that we can mess with each other.
Yeah, I know. I know when I said you lied that you weren't going to believe me. So, yeah, I don't even know. I feel like I went on 5 different freeways at once. So hopefully that made sense.
No, it does, because you know, really, to me, I think one of the things with the healing conferences and the healing services is that, you know, a lot of times the focus is on the physical healing. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I feel like the Lord's been highlighting to me is that sometimes the physical issues are actually manifestations mm-hmm. of something else that's going on emotionally, spiritually, or things that have been,
yes,
you know, kind of deeper that are just coming out in a physical way.
Preach.
And so when the Lord highlights those things that need mm-hmm. to be healed, sometimes the physical pain actually goes away.
Yeah.
And so just kind of for me personally, just to give a little bit of how the Lord's been highlighting that to me is like, you know, I don't know if I've really shared this very much on the podcast, but I am training for Boston right now, right? And it's coming up in a few weeks.
Okay.
Right? So my race is in a few weeks. But I had been dealing with hip issues for a really long time. Mm. Like, since middle, end of last year, I'd been dealing with a hip issue, right? So in my mind, I was like, I need to start training for this marathon. Mm. Like, I want to do well. I mean, I don't want to go to Boston and just...
come in last?
Walk the whole thing, right? Like, because you actually have to qualify to get yeah. there, right? So it's yeah. like you're running with people
That's amazing, that are good,
right? So it's like, I don't want to go there and just... okay, I just finished. Like, I don't feel like I need to, like, get my fastest time ever or anything like that. But it's like, I don't want to go there and just, okay, the goal is just to finish in.
Yeah.
I still want to be able to do a decent mm-hmm. and finish and feel good about how yeah. I did. But I was dealing with this hip issue, right? Yeah. And so even up till, like, probably middle of January, it's like, I was having problems going more than 6 miles, which, you know, it's like you got 26 miles that you're going to be with hills and you're having problems going 6 miles. And
yeah.
after that, you know, it would be a few days before I'd be able to feel like I can run a longer run again. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, this is not really conducive to feeling confident about performing well. Yeah. Right. And so, I did have a session with Pastor Dean, mm-hmm. Not this past time that he was here, but the time before that. And then that was one of the things that they prayed for. And, you know, it wasn't really highlighted like, okay, it's going to get healed right mm-hmm. now, right? So, but I'd shared with them. And one of the things that did come out was Hannah had told me, like, this is going to be your best race ever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just something she felt like, this is going to be your best race ever. And it wasn't specifically talking about, like, time-wise yeah. best, but just like mm-hmm. your best race experience, right? And so then a few days later after that, I had this, I feel like it was from the Lord, this image of a previous race that I had done, which was actually 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And it was right when we started Catalyst, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And that summer, I had broken my leg. playing basketball. Ooh. And so that was kind of in June. And then my race was in September. So I was in a cast till middle, end of July. And so that gave me like 6 weeks to get ready for a half marathon at the time. And so I remember after the half marathon, I was like, how did I do that? Right. And it was, I ran well. And I was like, how did I do that? I felt like that was one of my, probably my best race ever after that. And it was, there was not a lot of lead up. There was not a lot of like time to get in shape and stuff. And so when I got the image, I was like, okay, there's something about that 6 week like time frame that I felt was interesting. So then we're coming to, what was that, middle, end of February. And there was this one day, it was a Wednesday. I had a meeting with Pastor Barry, and we were talking about some stuff. And then, like, just over the course of that day, the Lord was highlighting certain things that he was wanting to bring healing towards from a long time ago, stuff that I hadn't even thought about in years that he was bringing healing to and stuff. And then that night I was like, my hip feels better.
Oh my gosh.
My hip feels better. And it was all on the same day, right? And I was like, my hip feels better. What's going on? So the next day I was like, okay, I think I'm going to test it out. And then I ended up having another experience with the Lord that he was bringing healing to something else. And I was like, I ran farther and faster than I thought I was going to. And it didn't, like, I could feel it, but it didn't hurt in the same way.
Yeah.
And then it recovered. Like, I was able to feel good the next day too, where normally it would take multiple days for me to feel semi-normal. Wow. And then after that, I've been ramping up and I've been able to get my mileage up, and it still feels really good in ways that if I would have done. So like this past Saturday, I ran 17, right?
My
so,
gosh.
If I would have done that 2 months ago, I would probably be out for a week. Like, I couldn't do anything for a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it would take that long for me just to, like, feel okay again. Right? And so it's like, wow, the Lord, like, recognized that there was something in me that needed to be healed. And it actually was causing the pain in my, you know, in my hip, too. And so it was like, wow, like, that was kind of crazy.
That's amazing.
And so one of the things that I feel like the Lord's been highlighting to me too is like, I want to say this is so weird, right? Like, this is so weird, but I have so many like negative baggage when it comes to that word weird. That's like, I can't use that. I have to just say like, it's been very interesting. This journey has been very interesting.
So how many weeks till your race right now?
3 weeks from today. We're recording on Monday. So Trish wanted me to just have this episode in my back pocket, but we'll probably release it soon anyway. So it's not going to be in my back pocket, but there is a timestamp on it since we did talk about speaking this past Sunday and going to baseball or Savannah Bananas, which was this past weekend. And sorry. Now I'm giving it to you. Today is Monday and it's 3 weeks from today. So yeah, I got 3 weeks to get ready for
exciting
Boston Marathon.
Look at that. God is so good. I love it so much. I have another story, but are we?
If you have another story, share, because, you know, we don't know when the next time you're going to have a break to come back on the podcast. So, and by then you'll have more stories
to
share.
I know,
I'll
have new stories. Well, I didn't know if I was going to talk about this because I am going to say it the next time I MC. I was going to just give a quick, like, literal, like 30 second update on my healing experience. But, we always have teacher appreciation at the end of March at Nick's school. And so I always get specific cookies from our famous Belinda from church cookies. And I always give her my idea and I send her like other people's cookies. Like, this is what I'm feeling this year. And then she just literally makes their cookies 10 times better. Like, you know, like her cookies blow out the original pictures cookies. But this time, I'm going to let you know that I am aware that I'm a talker. I am aware. So sometimes I just don't care. But for the most part, when I'm gonna like, for this is my example, when I go pick up my cookies from Belinda, she's a night owl. I wake up early. Mm-hmm. So we're on opposite. But even though I pick up cookies, like let's just say 8 p.m., I try to get the cookies and leave. Mm-hmm. Because it's not a planned meetup. I'm just picking up cookies and I'm aware that I'm a talker. And then Belinda, like me and Belinda can talk easily for an hour. Like so easily. So I try to just like get my cookies and leave. But God had another plan. So she comes outside and walks me out. And then she says, "Hey, how was a healing conference for you?" And I was like standing there and I'm like, she did ask. Do I just like say it was good or do I tell her what I just told everyone, right? And so I just started telling my story. And honestly, I'm telling you, I don't remember who the people, like mm-hmm. I can't remember everyone that was there. Mm. I didn't even know she was a part of the group that were praying for people. Mm. She was part of the praying people. And so I told her everything and then she's like, oh. And then she starts telling me stuff about her and how she had to go through all the trainings and stuff mm-hmm. like that, right? And she's, I'm not going to tell her story, but she's telling me her side. And we're just like in awe. Mm. Like, I wish I could tell you her side of the story, but I didn't ask permission. So we were just like, and I told her and then I just said it. And Belinda is very good about praying. Like, mm-hmm. she is. Like, if we're talking, she'll, like, at church especially. Belinda was different that night mm. that I went to her house. And then I just said, God is so good that I love the fact that I didn't get physical healing. Mm. I feel more loved, and I feel like there's a purpose in that. There's a why. Mm-hmm. Why didn't I get physical healing? And I said, I feel it deep in me. Like there is a reason. And I just feel like this is the steps, right? That mm-hmm. God is having me go through because anyways. So then, and then I was telling her like, yeah, I have like my elbow and my shoulder are the worst pain. It's mm-hmm. just constant. And so, she's like, let's pray. But she like was more like, I guess, what is that Christianese lingo? Like she was on fire. Like she was more on fire.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So then she's praying over me. And then I was like, thank you. And I was like, thank God she didn't ask if I was healed. Because that's like my biggest thing.
Yeah.
That's like the reason that stops me. I don't want to look at someone and say, no, my shoulder still hurts. Mm-hmm. She didn't ask me. And then we kept talking. Honestly, I don't even know what we were talking about. And then I just like did this.
And she just raised her
left hand. I forgot no one can see what I'm doing. I raised my left with my bad left shoulder. I did like a motion. And I like stopped talking. And my mouth like opened. I looked at her and I was like, I didn't have pain. And she's like, we both are like big eyes looking at each other. Like, did that just happen? And I was like, Belinda, I don't have pain when I throw my arm up. I was like, you don't understand.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And I was like, I'm not going to lie. Like if I do like there's not even pain when I do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's like when you have a bad shoulder and you do all these movements where you're trying to fill it out, right? Yeah. And so I said, ooh, okay, when I do this movement, I still feel some pain, but you don't understand. Like, I'm moving my arm without pain. And she was like, I'm not kidding. Like, it was just like a, like, I have chills. It was just like, did that just happen? And I said, and then I told her the truth. I said, my brain doesn't want to believe it. Mm. Why am I not experiencing pain? And there's something blocking it. Mm. And I don't, like, in my brain, I'm like, I'm going to go in the car and I'm going to do something and it's just going to be like, mm-hmm. and pain again. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want to fully trust it. Mm-hmm. And then she just was like, in Jesus' name, like she just started like praying over that. Mm-hmm. And she was like telling me what she learned in training because like, I don't, okay, let me backtrack. So then she just, I didn't want to tell her story. So then she was like, if you start feeling something pain-wise, you start, like, if it mm-hmm. creeps back, she's like, in Jesus' name, mm-hmm. I am healed. And I was like, oh, my gosh, girl, that's crazy. And I was like, this is why I know, like, I say too much sometimes, but, like, if I would have kept that in, like, that mm-hmm. disbelief mm-hmm. thought, if I wouldn't have told her that, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have got that sound advice.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like duh, but in the moment, my disbelief is overpowering my thoughts mm-hmm. of anything else. So when she was like, if you start to have pain, in Jesus' name, I am healed. We're mm-hmm. not going backwards. Like, she was just, like, preaching in her front yard, and I was like, what is happening, Belinda? You're crazy. And I was like, when I MC next week or whenever, I'm going to go up and tell everyone that you have a new team reach and you have healing cookies. It's called healing cookies. Order cookies through Belinda and then you'll get healing prayer at her house. I said I did that to Todd and I made up a thing for Todd to make sourdough and he had no idea. But I'm not, is that not wild?
And it's, and still feels good. Yeah.
Look, like there's certain weird movements that we just make in life, whatever you're picking up something, whatever. I don't even know what the movement is right now. Cause I have no pain. Mm-hmm. Like there's like a soreness feeling like this weird, like when do I do this? But yeah, I have no pain.
And she's been moving her arm pretty consistently over the past 30 seconds, and it's awesome.
No pain.
And see, it's awesome how God set that whole thing up for you, right? Like, it wasn't meant to be at the healing service, but it was meant to be in front of Belinda's house.
From Belinda.
Yeah.
Because we go back from CBC time. Mm-hmm. I bet a lot of people didn't know. Oh, I have a bone to pick. One retreat. They were putting pictures of people that came from CBC Start a Catalyst. Mark and I were not on there.
I don't remember that.
Wow. I do. That just came to memory. I have a bad memory. Anyways.
Okay.
We came from CBC. We were new to CBC. Okay. But I'm Trish, just, I'm
Trish,
mad.
Trish, I apologize on behalf of the techno,
thank
the
you.
Tech people that we.
I got healing today, guys. I feel healed. I feel
will,
healed.
Will you forgive us for not putting you in there?
I was like, how dare you? Because we were new. We were new to CBC. Understandable. Anyways. Oh, man, that's been years in the making. That is off my chest. Thank you. Oh, I got healing today too now.
That's just how God is. He brings up stuff from way long time ago and then says, you don't need to carry this anymore. We'll set you free.
I'm so funny. Anyways, me and Belinda go back from CBC, her and Deirdre. Mm-hmm. Like, they were like my spiritual sisters mm-hmm. then, Bible study and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we go back CBC days, and then, you know, we all moved to Catalyst. But that's what I'm saying. Nothing better is than your soul to be healed. Mm-hmm. Nothing. No physical healing is better than your soul. Mm-hmm. And come, like, just experiencing that with God. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said, I didn't know why I was so happy that I didn't get physical healing mm-hmm. at the moment. I didn't know why. I just knew. There's a reason. And I'm excited. And then Belinda does a fire prayer over me and heals my shoulder with Jesus. And then she's like, in Jesus' name, that's not coming back. Okay, she didn't say it like that. But
that was the ghetto Trish coming out.
So
ghetto translation of
yeah. Can you translate that, please? She was like, but she did say, in Jesus' name, mm-hmm. you are healed. You don't go backwards. Like, Jesus healed you. So it's done. Like, no, we're not questioning that anymore. She was just like, I was just like, oh my gosh. So the fact that Belinda instantly prayed over that, told me facts about we're not going backwards. That's why. That's why I didn't get physical healing mm-hmm. that day.
Yeah, because if you would have gotten the physical healing that day, then you'd still be in that place of doubt and, mm-hmm. oh, did I really get healed? Is it going to come back? All that. Because there wasn't the person there to give the follow-up. And you probably wouldn't have been as open sharing with that team. No, because
my soul needed it. Yeah, my gaping hole that Catherine said. She was correct. No, it was God. God knows mm-hmm. people. God knows. He knows what's best for us. Anyways, that's my story, my healing story.
I mean, it's an awesome story because you started off with, right, the intent to go mm-hmm. for the physical. Mm-hmm. God recognized the soul aspect mm-hmm. that needed to be healed. But then he didn't just leave you there. Mm-mm. He brought the physical healing too later. So it's so cool just the process that the Lord took you through this for this healing journey.
Yeah. When I'm fully emerged with God and I am trusting him, I love to say, like, that's none of our business. Mm. That's none of your business. That's God's business. Mm. And I say that in a loving way. Because a lot of times, like, a lot of this stuff, even in the world, it's none of our business. Like, get out of the business, right? Like, but if you put that in God's perspective, I went there and he went straight for my soul through Catherine. Mm. Like, okay, I said that whole thing about trying to give Joanna my number. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no. God knew, right? Mm-hmm. Like, God knew I needed to be with Catherine because she had to tell me about my, and I hope Catherine remembers, like, because when I pray for people or like we do deliverance, I literally have no memory. Mm. God is so good. He erases my memory and I can't remember what happened in that deliverance. Right. So, but I'm like, did she say gaping hole? Like, what? I feel like that's what she said to me. I don't know if she remembers, but anyways.
But that's what you needed to hear.
God is very strict and stern with me because I'm thick-headed. I've said it in public and on this podcast. I wrestle with God until literally it's uncle and I am mm-hmm. in so much pain. And I'm like, I surrender. My gosh. And God is like, thank you, Lord. Why do you fight with me? So I needed to hear my gaping hole. chest.
Actually, I don't get the sense that God is saying, why do you fight with me? I actually think he's more like Mark and he's laughing because he knows, right?
He knows I need a fight.
He knows, right?
No, so. He totally knows that I need a fight. I hope there's one person out there that that this really speaks to, because there's not a lot of like fighters, like I feel like. And so I just hope this helps one person, because I literally just, I'm speechless right now. I'm speechless, but that's just what I needed to hear. I'm done. We can be done, Damon. I'm done.
I mean, it's always a good time talking with you, Trish. And I think it's especially, this one was especially fun, just seeing the process that the Lord took you on through this healing journey, because I do feel like that's the season that we're in as a church, is that he's really kind of helping us to step up and step into this kind of more evangelistic power opportunity, yeah. right? And it's not just, you know, Pastor Barry's been talking about it quite a bit. It's not just with, you know, articulate words and saying the right things, but the Lord wants to show his power.
Yeah.
And he mm-hmm. wants to show his power to people, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how they're going to know that he's real. Right. It's one thing to try to convince our mind mm-hmm. of something, but it's a totally different thing when you actually have this amazing experience and you're like, okay, I can't doubt that actually happened yeah. to me. Right. And so this is a new season that we're stepping into. And so, you know, the enemy doesn't want us to go into that season. So it's not going to be without, you know, the spiritual warfare aspect of it, because the enemy doesn't want us to step into that. The enemy didn't want Trish to get healed, so that's why he was putting those doubts, the headaches, the all these different things that were trying to get her in her way of going to the healing conference, of even sharing with Belinda how she was feeling or what she was thinking. But when she was able to fight through those things, she was able to receive the healing that the Lord had for her. So
yeah, that was March 8th. The healing conference mm-hmm. was March 8th. And then on March 15th at church, I just went to Jody and I was like, Jody, I have something weird to tell you. And I was like, what is this? And I told her, like, I just, my body becomes goop and I can't move and I'm in full peace. Like I was telling her mm-hmm. and she was like, oh yeah, girl. Like she always makes me feel like back to normal. Mm. And I'm like, if there's anyone that knows, Jody knows. And then because I kept telling her, I was like, in 2017, the word was all in. You're all in. It was mm-hmm. at the conference. Matthew West had a concert. I think it was him. And it was all in. Mm-hmm. Evasia bought me a bag that said all in. It was just like that was my term. And then she goes, and I said, I know it's going to look different this time. Mm. It's going to be different. And that's okay. Because I kept thinking like, oh, man, 2017 was so crazy and different. Mm-hmm. And I want it to be that. Mm. And I'm like, no, it's okay. This is like, I'm a different person even, right? Mm. Like what I've experienced from 2021 to now. And she's like, your new word is I'm back. Mm. And I was like, oh my gosh, Jody, I love it. I'm back. Yes. I love it so much. And that's why like, it sounds crazy when I said, I didn't know why, it was none of my business to know why I wasn't healed at the healing conference, but I was healed mm-hmm. spiritually. Mm-hmm. And I was like on fire for that. Like, I didn't know why my body didn't get healed, but I was happy about it. That's like the change in me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then the fact that like, I didn't know like why and how, and then it happened with Belinda on the 20 March 23rd. Like, it's just crazy. And guess what? When I like, okay, well, just for lack of better terms, when I was trying to turn away from God, mm-hmm. it was March of 2021. And now it's March of 20, like same month.
It's pretty crazy how God does that sometimes, right?
Because he knows our doubt. Mm-hmm. And it's just so perfect. And you're just like, thank you. And that's why I'm saying the fact that I crave alcohol, the fact that I crave sugar and I crave pasta and pizza, I am having joy in that. Mm. Like, I'm not 100%. Okay. I wish it was on video so you could see my face right now. Like, I want it that urge to want is there, which is not fun. But the fun part comes from having victory. Over it mm-hmm. and just going, oh my gosh, I'm in suffering for this food addiction, the craving of alcohol, because he knows I need that victory feeling. And I feel so loved in that. And then I just keep the woman at the well. She was in such shame because of all my actions that I've done in the past. Like, we're not even talking about teenage years to young adult. I'm talking about like 2021 to 2026, like all the shame, right? Mm-hmm. Like me, like being mad at God, me drinking alcohol, me blah, 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 eating, overeating. Like, that's not how we're supposed to live. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, he loved the woman at the well so much. And she just went on fire and told the town about what Jesus just told her. And that's like, that's why we need to read our Bible, because I can relate to her and like get that shame off of me when it creeps on. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, creep off, creep off. Anyways. Okay. I'm done. Just stop. Stop me. Stop me. Press mute.
I don't need to press mute. Like, all the stuff that you're saying is really great stuff to say, you know, and it's really just pointing the finger back at God and saying, you're awesome, right? So it is kind of been a long episode, but I think people have been wanting some content. You know, it's been a few weeks, which I wanted to say It has been a few weeks since we released an episode. I kind of did it a little bit on purpose leading up to the ministry fair because, you know, it isn't always easy getting guests to come on. And I don't think people really want to hear me speak by, or talk on the podcast by myself. I mean, Brandon has challenged me, so I wouldn't be surprised if there might be a monologue podcast coming up sometime. But I always enjoy having these conversations. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons that leading up to the ministry fair, I thought maybe we'll just take a couple weeks off just to see if people want to have the podcast. Then we need more volunteers. Yes. We need some people to reach out and say, hey, I'm open to having a conversation on the pod. And if you don't know if you have anything to talk about, we can just share about some of the things that God's been highlighting to recently and have a conversation about that.
Yeah.
Because God is always working. And, you know, I really feel like in our church, God is always working. And it was awesome yesterday, too, being able to hear some of the testimonies of things that people have been experiencing in their serving. And it's like, we don't get to hear those all the time. Mm-hmm. And so it was really an encouragement to hear from the different people that were able to share. And so this is another forum where if you got a lot of stuff to say and you don't feel like service is the right place to share because it's only 5 minutes or less and you want to share for an hour? 11 minutes that we're on right now, then this is a great place to do it. So
this is for you, Marilyn.
Yes, Marilyn has been one of our most loyal listeners. Mm. And so, yes, Marilyn, we appreciate you and your listenership. Yes. And we're excited that we were able to produce some more content so that you have something to listen to this week.
Yes.
So we did get a few people to sign up. So hopefully we'll have regular episodes coming up. And if not, then I will be reaching out again to people. Yeah, individually. But
I can always record at night. I'm just throwing that out there. That's up to you.
Well, we might have to come down to that.
Okay.
But anyway, I think that's it. We have gone quite a bit on this episode. So thanks again, Trish, for coming on. Welcome. I always have a good time when you come on, and hopefully you have a good time too. But thanks to all you listeners out there. Until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season.